Check. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Test. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Test.
Log into X real quick.
Yeah. As myself or the company?
Yourself would be better, probably.
Okay. All right, I am in.
So go to the company page.
Okay, I'm there.
Should
I see lots of me? Oh, I see you as well.
You should see a live stream. A recording of a live stream.
Hold on.
Should be like the second post, I think, on my on that page.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, so just kind of scroll to about halfway through and watch it. The beginning. Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to be working this time. Check 1-2. The audio is a little off with the video, but it could be my internet.
No, it might be just the internet in general, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so this would be my caller audio if you could hear this. That music,
yeah.
is that pulling from
the browser,
your the stream, or is that just the speakers that, and then your microphone's picking it up from the speaker?
No, it's pulling from the browser into Audio Hijack, just like a call would be. But I had I went in and tweaked the audio a little bit. I had a couple things hot. So I'm still playing around with some streaming sets and some audio setup, but I've been using a program called, what is this called? Streamlabs Desktop.
Okay.
And it allowed me to go live on X, and I could add YouTube and Facebook, and I don't know how much strain that puts on the internet. If I'm only sending one stream to them and then they're sending it out, that would have to be my guess.
I would assume so, yeah.
So I would assume any... whatever quality I can get on this would be the same quality we would get everywhere. It's not like it's going to get worse if I try to add YouTube.
I wouldn't think so. Uh-huh.
So I may go live with this. I was thinking right now I've got a show set up on Blog Talk running right now.
Okay.
I was thinking I'd have you log in and we'll just go live for a couple minutes and kind of like do a show open.
Okay.
See what happens.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out the best way to spread my internet around yet because I've got Starlink, I've got the Peplink, I've got things bonded. I don't, you know, I've got Wi-Fi hardwired. I don't know what I should be using where that. I've been working on this all day. The video setup looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
And it sounded good, too, when you were talking on it.
Yeah, my audio sounds good. I'm just trying to get some balance because I had to redo all of Audio Hijack. So, and I had to go back to using a mixer.
Okay.
It's the only way
mixer,
I could.
Yeah,
it's the only way I could. And I'm running a second laptop.
Oh,
So this video is a webcam, a Logitech webcam connected to my old laptop. And that's what's running the stream. Because there's just way too much going on one laptop to even attempt this.
Yeah, yeah.
So
is that that Logitech that I sent yet? A while ago?
I don't remember. Did you send me a webcam?
I don't use it anymore because I got a new monitor since, and it has really good quality now too. So if you need another one, I do have the other. I think that same exact one that you have. So.
Okay. You know, it's very possible. This Streamlabs looks really complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's possible I could have multi-cameras running.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I probably could, and putting
each different streaming service can have a different camera.
Well, I think you can even set it up like a newscast where you can switch back and forth from, you know, tight, wide, and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it can even be automated. There's something in here called Scenes. So right now I'm going to keep it simple for tomorrow. I'm still running the free version of this program, which only allows you to send to one site at a time.
Oh, gotcha.
But if it works good tomorrow, then I may go ahead and pay this, not that much, like $149 for a whole year. Then I could stream to multiple, and then you can do, there's all kinds of stuff you can do in here that I'll have to figure out.
Nice.
Yeah, but it even looks like I could add a source with just a URL. I can just choose Facebook and put in my credentials, and then choose YouTube and put in the credentials. But then under add source, it says add a source, just enter the URL. So I'm wondering, can we connect to our own site like that? Could we go live on the tribe?
If they just had you put a URL, that doesn't...
I know.
I mean, you would have to physically put something on that URL. So I don't know, unless you put a URL in and then it gave you some code to go and install,
I'll have to
then
play
you have that. I almost think that, you know, I mean, it'd be cool to have it on our site, but really the big, what's the main reason we're streaming?
Oh,
right?
That's true.
It's
you're right.
Attract new,
you're right.
New people, well, if they're already on our site.
Yeah, they have our app, and who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I really like the YouTube and X thing. That's genius.
That's
awesome.
That looks like it's going to be easy. It looks like once I have it set up, then I just go in and click on those and add them.
Yeah. So basically, when you start your blog talk show, then you just go ahead and start your, you know, the stream.
Yeah,
and it just starts everything up.
It's just sitting right here on another laptop. I have to click like three buttons and just do my show.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, I think the biggest issue at this point is going to be, do I have good enough internet to handle it?
Yeah.
And I would think with everything I've got StarHel. If I have to, I'll just put another Starlink up. I'll bring the Starlink from the cabin over here.
How does the audio get from Blog Talk into the stream then? Is that through the mixer?
Yeah, so I've got the audio goes into the mixer, and then I take audio out of the mixer and run it straight into the audio port on the laptop.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's a full mix of everything.
Gotcha. So it feeds your audio and the Blog Talk from your other computer into that. Oh, that's cool.
It's feeding the exact same mix that's going out on the broadcast. It's feeding it to that other laptop.
Okay.
I thought it was going to have to get complicated and run Audio Hijack on the second computer to make this all work, but I just plugged it right into the audio port. It's working.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Most likely because of that mixer, everything's it's just coming in as one feed, so it's
right. Yeah,
that makes it perfect.
Yeah, so this might be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Not kind of, that's going to be really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but I got thinking about it, and I thought, oh my God, I have cameras everywhere. I have a laptop. I have a phone. Why can't I just set up another stream? And then my only thought was, well, that's easy to pick up my voice, but what about the caller?
Yeah.
And then I thought about, well, if I went back to a mixer, I could just pull a whole stream up.
Yeah.
So, well, what do you think? You want to try a show open?
Yeah. Yeah, you want me just to call in?
Yeah. Go ahead. I'll hang up here, and then we'll talk on the air before we go live. I'm not broadcasting it yet.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. I'll give the call.
Yep. All right, you there?
Yep, I am.
Oh, boy, I have audio on my headset, and I have audio on the video stream.
Awesome.
Yeah, I can see your audio. You sound fine. So all I would have to do is...
Yeah, and I don't have my good headphones on. I just have my AirPods.
Yeah, I mean, you sound like a typical caller.
Yeah.
I think levels are pretty good. I think I got that all balanced. So all I really have to do is hit broadcast. I'll try show open and see if that audio works. You know, the weird thing is I had to turn off the block in Audio Hijack pulling from Chrome. And now it's pulling your audio straight through the board. It's so weird. Every time I set this stuff up, it's like different, and I got to go in and change everything. I was getting that robotic sound. I'm like, the audio must be coming from two places. So I started turning stuff off, and it was coming through Chrome, and then it was coming through the mixer itself. And I thought, well, what if I just turn off Chrome and everything's good? The challenge is now my audio and the caller audio is coming through the same place. So in order to adjust it now, I have to adjust it on the board itself, which is fine because I actually have more control over the two audio inputs now.
Oh, gotcha.
So if I have a really quiet caller,
I do hear a slight echo.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Myself.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's just my echo.
I may have you too.
But
high.
You know, I'm not hearing it anymore. I'm gonna grab my my good headset here and just plug it in and just to, you know, cancel out anything that
I think I might have everything a little too hot. I'm not sure. I'll try to go too hot rather than too quiet, but I think I've got it balanced, but everything might just be too hot.
Okay, so I have my headset on. Do I sound any different?
Much nice, deep, rich sound now.
Okay.
And are you getting an echo of yourself?
I'm not getting an echo of myself anymore. Uh-uh.
Good. Good, and I think we have plenty of audio on the stream. Will you be able to – well, you're going to monitor the X stream, right?
Yeah, and I'll just mute my phone when I'm trying to listen to it while you're talking.
Okay.
So if there's a little delay, it's going to be because I'm going to be unmuting and muting just so it doesn't have feedback.
Okay. So what I'll probably do is I'll do a couple of minutes of an open. That way you can monitor and also monitor our app and make sure I haven't screwed up something, levels and that kind of stuff. And then I can bring you in and then you can talk and I can talk and try to monitor.
Okay.
It's kind of weird because There is even on, like I'm watching the video feed on the second computer. There's a delay, even though it's I'm connected right to it. I don't know why there's a delay. So it's like I look over and I see what I was doing 2 seconds ago, and it's kind of weird. And then I also
I've done that before. It's a little
camera.
Annoying. Yeah. Remember, you're on camera. Yeah.
Yeah.
No picking the nose.
No weird stuff. Nobody scratching your ass. It, you know, 15 years, you've been able to do whatever you want. Nobody's watching.
Yeah. Yep.
I got to remember that. All right. You want to give this a shot?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Let's see.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs. Back in your pocket.
Good afternoon, you beautiful bunch of fuckers. It's time for a special broadcast. We're testing some audio, and also at the same time, I'm trying to test a live video stream on X. A video stream should take about 2 minutes to go live. I'm playing around with the timing. I should have started that one first. I've got Aaron with me as well. He may jump in here just to make sure we've got audio working from the caller and see if we're getting good audio levels on the app. I want to make sure we don't mess up anything on the app, but also see if we're going to get live audio on X. If the test works tonight, then I'll try it live tomorrow. And if that works, it won't be hard for me to add YouTube Live and Facebook Live. So we'll see how it goes tonight. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. Aaron, jump in here. Let's see if we have some caller audio.
All right. How do I sound, Kevin?
Sounds good. I can hear you. It looks like the we're getting some skipped frames on the live video.
Yeah, so that's what I'm noticing too.
Are you getting any audio on that on X?
I had to mute it. Let me turn it on and see. I'll mute the phone.
Okay. And there's probably going to be a delay, but I am.
See how it goes.
Yeah, I did. I did get audio.
Okay.
Audio sounded good.
So I've got the program I'm running gives me a chance. Right now, it's telling me the stream is experiencing some issues. So we're getting some dropped frames. So I may have to play around with, let me see what internet that's using. I think I may have to play around with some of the internet and spread some things around here. I may even have to bring my Starlink over from the host and be set up. Looks like for the most part it's working. Oh, it looks like I've got all the audio connected where it's supposed to be. Are the levels good between you and I on like the app and the X?
I'm not listening to the app just because I have the phone calling you. But the audio did cut out a little bit, and as I was listening and watching the stream, I don't know if it's, I guess I'm on the phone, so it wouldn't be my internet, but I'm just thinking that I wonder if it would help, since you do have two different internet sources at your house. I wonder if one of your computers can be to one source, and then your other computer serving the stream for the video could be on a different one.
That's kind of what I've got going on, but it's kind of complicated because my Starlink feeds into Peplink as the main source. So then I'm using the Starlink on the show computer and the video stream on the Peplink. So I'll just have to play around and check all the check all the numbers and see what's a better setup. Have a whole house that grabs the signal and spreads it around. That's a different Wi-Fi. So, but I think other than the internet, it looks like we might have everything working.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds good. It was a little choppy occasionally, but then it smooths out.
Yeah, it's still actually showing me. I don't have a green light on the video yet. It's saying I do have some issues. So I think I can improve that. It's showing me, you know what, it's using a lot of CPU. Holy cow. Yeah, it's really hard on the processor, it looks like. And this isn't that old of a computer. This thing's fairly powerful.
Open up your, go to the magnifying glass in the upper right.
Okay.
And type on the search and type in activity monitor.
Even
I'm just curious.
That, just clicking on the magnifying glass, I had a little bit of spinning go.
Wow.
Yeah. Wonder what's going on.
Because then once it loads, it should have CPU selected, and then the second column over from your left, if you click it, it'll sort highest to lowest. It's probably
like
that program.
I typed in activity monitor as I was talking, and it just now opened the search.
Oh, really? Wow.
It's running really slow. Yeah, I got to figure out why. It's showing it's 11% of the CPU on that's on the stream program itself. The activity monitor is taking all this time to load.
Wow.
Showing me anything yet. I mean, I can see the screen. Okay. It's the CPU load. CPU load is running the total system at like 70%.
Wow.
Yeah. And it looks like most of that is coming from OBS 64. I think that's the video stream.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It looks like it's using a lot. Interesting.
I highly doubt this, but since we're just testing the software, there's no way that they would, you know, give you subpar software to test. That would be weird. You know, so when you do go upgrade to the pro, that it would all of a sudden magically work. But I also wonder if there's a, is that computer updated?
Probably not.
Yeah, because I know we don't keep yours updated just so we don't ruin anything, have any surprises.
Yeah. Well, this is the one that did get the upgrade on the operating system, and it screwed up Audio Hijack.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you're not that
struggling.
You're not that behind. You might be back one update.
Let me tell you what I've got running. I've got this is the 2.3 gigahertz 8-core i9, 16 gigs of RAM, and I'm on Sonoma 14.1. That probably needs updated because this laptop hasn't even been turned on in about 6 months.
Yeah.
That seems like plenty of power. I can't imagine this program should take that much.
Yeah,
CPU
I don't think so either.
Running at 70 to 75%.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In fact, I'm plugged into a 100-watt power supply, and my battery is going down, not up. Weird.
All right. Well, then I would say let's go update everything.
Yeah.
At 100 watts, that should be charging. There's no reason why that should be drawing that much power.
I just noticed my battery is, I'm in the red, and it's been plugged in for the last hour. I've been playing around with this, and it shows charging with my charge going down instead of up.
Wow.
So something's, but the good news is it looks like we, once I get the internet and the power figured out, this is going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, at least the audio's going in the correct direction.
Yeah, your audio sounds really good to me. Our levels look good. Oh, all right. We may just be doing our first live stream on X tomorrow.
Awesome. I'm just looking at on our...
Hey,
there, it looks like people can chat with us too as on the broadcast through X.
Oh, okay. Let me, well, it's weird because I don't want to go to X on my show computer because all the audio is so complicated on that. I don't even want to try.
Yeah.
I certainly don't want to go on the video streaming computer. I guess I could go to my phone, but then that's just going to confuse me with the delay. So I'm going to trust you. That they're are they making comments like they're hearing us or?
Yeah. Yep. Audio's good. Said the video breaks up a little bit.
Okay.
So
I think we've got a performance issue on this
the
laptop. We'll play around with that.
Yep.
Can you do me a favor if you get time tonight and download this program, the free version, and just see if there's something in there you see that we might be able to tweak. There's a lot of stuff in here, and I've been mostly just trying to get all the video and the audio working. So it looks like there's about a million settings in here.
Okay. It looks like someone called in on Blog Talk.
Oh, hey, want to bring him in?
I don't know. Well, it's 317-730. I don't know the – it's probably someone from our – hey, you want me to bring him in can?
I'm bringing him in. We're winging it here. We're flying blind. So 317, who's with us?
Hey, it's Trucker Matt out of Indianapolis. How you doing, Kevin?
Hey there. Good to hear you.
Hey, your levels sound great.
Are you listening on the app or on X?
I'm listening on the app. I don't have X yet.
Got it.
Oh,
okay.
Perfect.
So, yeah, we're also live streaming video and audio on X right now.
Okay. It sounds like I'm going to have to make an X account or what have you and get going because you seem to be moving that direction. But I just wanted to let you know that your audio levels sound good. Everything's clear.
Nice. Good.
Volume
levels
are really nice.
So here's really why we're doing this. It, without being on Sirius for a couple of years, we maintained a lot of our tribe. We're just not reaching a lot of new people. I mean, if you don't know about the app, unless somebody tells you about the app, I don't know how you would find it. Somebody might pick us up on an Apple podcast here and there. We get some new listeners, but not nearly enough. So the whole point of this is to get out on these new platforms, and video seems to work better. You know, people will stop and look at a video. They won't necessarily listen to a live audio stream on there. So if X works, and I started there because I'm more active on X than anywhere else, this software that I'm using will allow me to stream to YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and X Live all at the same time, plus our app.
Okay.
So
a lot of your callers had been complaining about your audio when they're on the phone, and hey, you're coming through. Your audio is perfect.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. I'm going to try something. So normally, what happens? We figured it out that for some reason my audio was going through the laptop to the callers, but nobody could explain to me why. But every time I reset stuff up, I've got a new mixer involved now. I had to reset up all of my settings. So I'm going to walk away from the laptop, and I'm going to move the other way, and I'm going to talk quieter. And are you still picking me up nice and clear?
Still nice and clear. Excellent audio.
So what that tells me is I somehow fixed that problem without knowing how I fixed that problem. Because when I went away from the laptop, you should have noted, you almost shouldn't have been able to hear me.
No, your audio is nice and clear.
Ah, so look at that. I fixed a problem I didn't even know I was working on.
There you go.
All right. We've got another caller. Let's bring somebody else in and have some more fun. 815, who we got?
I wonder if this is me.
It is.
All right. Well, I've listened to you for quite a while.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say I'm hearing a new voice, so it must be you.
Okay. But I've listened to you for a while. I just caught that you were online first through X. I saw that, the video. Through X, I'm O Untersee. I'm just actually just trying to call in and kind of give comment back, and that's, yeah, the video is choppy, kind of bad. But the audio,
yeah,
as long as you're not messing with it, comes through just fine.
So and the feedback really helps. It's kind of why we decided to just try to go live tonight, so I wasn't messing around on the live show tomorrow. And I think
Understand.
We're having a performance issue on this laptop that's streaming the video, so I'm going to play with that tonight. So the feedback really helps.
Sure. Well, and I flipped over to the app itself, the Audio Road app. I'm using an iPhone, so that came through just fine. And then it said call in, and I said okay, and here
yeah.
I am.
Well, good. So, it's like we're having a party now. So I've got
I don't know
I've
about all that.
Four people all on this call, myself and three callers, and the audio staying strong.
I like it.
Yeah, me
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I appreciate it. I'm going to cut you loose. Aaron and I don't know, Aaron, anything else we should test while we're on here?
I don't think so. I think we just need to focus on trying to figure out why that video is so laggy.
Yeah, well, why it's using so much power.
Yeah.
That seems
yeah,
to be
and
the
that's
opposite.
Definitely why. If we could figure that out, that'll be everything. And it's got to be updates. That's the only thing I can think of. And I bet if we Google it, I'm sure that software has said stuff about
yeah.
it in some help documents. So,
and I'll also, since it looks like this is working, it's actually working better than I expected, I think I'll just go ahead and upgrade to the full version just to get that out of the way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll end this, and I'll go work on this laptop and see what I can come up with.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll see you, Kevin.
See ya. All right, everybody. Thanks. And back to the regular scheduled stream. We will see you back here tomorrow. If you're on X, just keep an eye out, and maybe we'll be live. Thanks.